with production values on par with DJ Dan. It's the Lost Experience Clues podcast at thelostexperienceclues.com. Now, here are the guys who've been after the Children's Television Workshop long before Cookie Monster started eating vegetables.
C is for cookies. That's good enough for me. C is for cookies. That's good enough for me. C is for cookies. That's good enough for me. Oh, cookie, cookie, cookie starts with C.
David Penuel, William West, and a slew of special guests on this final Lost Experience Clues podcast.
Listen to that. It's like an explosion in a spaceship all in one.
It's a zapper.
Yes, we've got the sound effects, and we're actually on camera this time.
Hi-o.
I'm David Penuel. I've got the ukulele.
I'm William West, and I've got my usual blaster.
I also have the train whistle. And you've got the...
I also have the horn.
Because I don't know what it would take to get Daniel Milner here, but we tried, and it just wasn't happening.
Wasn't going to happen today. Just wasn't in the cards.
But we're missing Daniel Milner for our final podcast of all the world. But we do have another very special guest here with us on the phone.
Already?
Are you there?
You rolled out with your intro. It's time for mine.
Okay, hang on a sec. I accidentally turned you down. Let me turn down this deal on iTunes. Yeah, who is it?
This. Well, I have to roll with my intro of music first.
You've got your own intro. Okay, go ahead.
Yes. One second.
Somebody's riding dirty.
Alright, sorry, I had to roll with that.
Did you say you're white and dirty?
White and nerdy. It's
white
and that we all are.
White and nerdy. Okay, yeah, I think most of us are. But shout out to all the non... What?
Oh, you what was you had the train whistle and I was looking for something on my desk.
Yeah,
to mark my, to for my noise, and I found this old little Terminator thing. It's like a keychain.
Talk to the hand.
That's good.
That's
awesome. Now, I'm assuming most people recognize your voice, but let's go ahead and introduce you. Ladies and gentlemen, guest opener on our podcast, our final podcast, we have Speaker from Inside the Experience. Speaker?
Who? Oh, yeah, yes, that's me. I'm
that's
Speaker.
You. But you also recently have kind of revealed that you have a real name.
Yeah, and that would be Speaker.
Well, it's a pleasure to meet you.
Now, you're not going to talk about your real name here on our podcast. You're going to talk about it on somebody else's blog, but not on our podcast.
Yeah, it's Andy. But I've been Speaker for so long, it's just sort of like, I mean, I know people who I've met several times who have never called me Andy, even before all of this.
Yeah, right, because you were Speaker before the Lost Experience began, right?
Yeah.
How'd you get the name?
My wife got me into Orson Scott Card, one of her favorite authors, and my favorite series was of his was the Ender series, and the second book was Speaker for the Dead, and it was my favorite book, so I took the first part of it.
I'm going to say really cool, and also I have no idea what you just said.
Never even heard of it.
Science fiction.
Hey, I can combat that. Hey, man, you know, you have been such a huge part of this experience. Let me just first of all say it is such an honor to have you on our podcast. It's been such an honor to be able to kind of read your blog and follow you as you present different clues to us and things like that and to kind of follow along all your challenges. It was just really cool. I'd love to hear, though, I think a lot of people are curious, and I know you sort of have answered some of these questions in your chat with the Lost Ninja, a.k.a. Tom. Now he's said his real name.
Tom the Ninja.
Which I think if you send him an email and he replies back, it says Tom in his email anyways, doesn't it?
Yeah.
Not so, very cryptic.
Not a big secret there.
Well, mine was even easier, I think.
But, you know, tell us how you kind of got the role of Speaker for Inside the Experience, if you can, and kind of tell us what your relationship was like with the people that maybe wrote or the people that produced the websites and that did all the things, because at first we all thought you were someone that was really putting on the show, and then as the thing went along, we came to realize that maybe you didn't know as much as we thought you did.
It goes back and forth. I mean, it was sort of like I was – sitting in my house, and Javi called me. I knew him because of the fan blog, or the fan site I run for him. And he's like, "Hey, I've got this thing coming up. I can't really tell you what it is, but are you interested in being a part of it?" And I'm like, "Okay."
Little did you know.
Right.
Yeah, little did I know. He said, you just have to keep a blog, and that's it. I'm like, "Okay, yeah, sure, I could do that."
He didn't say anything about putting black pantyhose on your head and making music videos.
No, I didn't. that came later. I didn't know what it was until literally like a week before. And
wow.
There are rumors of things coming out and like press releases and all this stuff, and I got that information. And there was stuff that we had to know beforehand.
Right.
And it went back and forth. Sometimes we'd know stuff like weeks in advance, and then sometimes they just like – the first time that people realized that we didn't know everything was the Retrievers of Truth.
Mm-hmm.
No one mentioned it at all. I had no idea. Someone came on and said, "Hey, there's a commercial for Retrievers of Truth." And I'm like, "Okay," because – there had been commercials, and I didn't see it. And I blogged about it, and then I looked at the site, and people were like, "Hey, this looks fake." So I took down the...
right.
Just in case, I took down the entry.
And then put it back...
Then I put it back up once I got it confirmed, but I had no idea what it was.
And people were like, "What's your problem, dude?"
Yeah.
I remember Retrievers of Truth came out when I was in Colorado on a trip. I was gone for a week, and I came back, and I was like, "What are you guys posting about?" I thought it looked fake, too. I was like, "What's going on? What happened to the blog? It's all of a sudden fake."
Wally Ball has no ears.
Yeah, and then sure enough, that was just a kind of a strategy of Verizon, which was just excellent. It was really cool.
Yeah. I liked it a lot, too.
That was cool. So let me ask you like a couple things. Did you know or not know? Like, did you know at the beginning that Persephone was going to end up being a person called Rachel Blake?
I think so.
You don't really remember?
Yeah, it's one of those things where I was looking back through my blog, for instance, and I was looking back in week two for me. Some people said it wasn't week two, but I count from Wednesday to Wednesday, so
right. There's
a little bit of discrepancy there. That week two was DJ Dan, and I thought that was like a month in.
Yeah.
So I'm having a lot of trouble. Everything's really mushing together.
Yeah.
And I think I did, but... if I went back and asked myself, if I took my TARDIS and went back in time and asked myself, I might not know.
Yeah, I mean, I guess what I'm asking is, like, did you probably had a general idea of the big picture, like, okay, Persephone's going to turn out to be this girl that's going to turn out to be Alvar Henso's daughter, and there's going to be this guy in Middlework that's going to be a man. I mean, you kind of had that idea at the beginning?
Per phase. I mean, I had, I did not find out about Apollo until a couple weeks before, and... they were just kind of like, "Oh yeah, we're gonna have Apollo bars." I'm like, "What, really?" What? And they're like, "For the public?" And they're like, "Yeah." I'm like, "Well, that sounds cool."
You know, you said Javi called you and invited you to do it, but you're saying, "Oh, I've got to check with somebody else." Are there other people? How many people are you like in direct communication with?
Too many.
Really?
No, there's a lot of people. I mean, ABC, Javi, and Jordan Rosenberg, the other writer on it, who's an awesome guy. He did a great job. And the people in the Flash animation, all the stuff was all done out of Britain.
Yeah.
And then, of course, Tom in Australia, and on occasion, one of the two other girls who there were. And... So, like, yeah, it was all over the place. Plus, like, IT to get IPs banned if I needed it.
Right. Well, Speaker Man, thank you. I just want to say thank you personally to you. And I think on behalf of, you know, everybody that participated in the experience, thank you for making it fun, for keeping it positive, for all the junk you had to put up with. I know you probably got a lot of junk from a lot of different people, either via email or in your comments and all that. And I know there were ups and downs, the whole deal. But we just appreciate what you brought to the experience and the way you kind of carried it. You set the tone for the rest of us, and we really appreciate it.
Thank you so much.
You're welcome, man.
A lot of fun.
And you guys rock, too. Oh, yes, thank you. Yeah, everyone was awesome. Y'all were awesome. All the fan sites were great and very supportive, from you guys to TLE to Lostpedia to the Fuselage Tail section. And I'm going to leave people out, so I'm going to stop now.
Yeah, but, you better stop. Know. Hey, before we move on, do me one favor. Once Lost Season 3 starts, get a Blogger account. I don't know if you have one, but stick your head in thelostcommunity.com. That's where we're kind of moving our discussions over there. Most of the folks from our blog, stick your head in, say hi.
Oh, definitely, definitely. And shout out to all the people who commented, because like it really kept me going, especially during the frustrating parts, like with the Rachel Blake video coming out early and stuff like that. I mean, there were several times where people really stuck up for me, and I had a tear in my eye. It was nice. You
That's
know,
awesome.
It was, yeah, everyone's been totally awesome.
Cool, man. Well, thanks for being on the podcast, and you know, good luck with everything you do from here on out.
Thank you so much.
All right.
Good luck to y'all, too.
Okay, talk to you later, man.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. That was Speaker, everybody. Pretty
there
cool,
he is.
Huh? Yeah,
the
all
man,
right.
The legend.
Well, now's the time of our podcast when we're going to do I Just Want to Say.
So what's that, David?
Well, William, some of our comments have sent us audio, and they just wanted to say something about the Lost Experience. And so we wanted to give them a chance to get their voice heard on the final Lost Experience Clues podcast. And so I'm just going to go ahead and play through all of the things that people just wanted to say. Here we go.
My name is Christina, and I just want to say that I love the Glyphs Can Be Fun hunt that you guys did. It was one of the highlights of my Lost Experience. I adore DJ Dan, and I thought it was really creepy that Thomas Middlevirk had a ponytail.
Well, that's excellent. We all
Hi.
Thought much of the
My
same stuff.
My name is Miles, a.k.a. MD1500, and I just want to say how much I've enjoyed the experience here in England. Overall, it has been entertaining, frustrating at times, but always compulsive. I'll certainly miss it when it's over, and I hope it returns next year. Thanks to everyone involved in making this such a memorable experience, and for the chocolate bars too.
Hi, my name's Dark Angel from the UK, and I just wanted to say I really enjoyed chatting with you guys on the Lost Experience Clues blog, and I wanted to give you my three predictions for Season 3 of Lost. Okay, at number 3, the Locke-Hurley connection. We're going to find that the cause of Locke's paralysis and Helen's death was that he was on the pier that collapsed under Helen's weight. And number 2, we're going to find out a lot about Rose's background and the fact that since the magnetic field is no longer there, her cancer's come back. And at number 1, Jack. Jack's going to see the orientation video that Rachel got for us in Sri Lanka, and following that, he's going to join the others. Those are my Season 3 predictions. This is Dark Angel saying namaste.
Hey, this is Doc Arst, and I just wanted to say that, you know, whether you loved the game or hated the game, I think it's kind of important to bear in mind that this was really a gift from the producers. They didn't need to do anything for us this summer, and, you know, for that, I'm thankful, and definitely congratulations to them for pulling it off as well as they did. There were certainly aspects of it with the live podcasts and things like that, as we saw, could have gone dreadfully wrong and occasionally did. But, you know, for the most part, I really think that, you know, involving the fans at that level was just really a love letter to us all and, you know, certainly appreciated here for sure. And, you know, I'm looking forward to see what they do with more of this. I mean, the Lost crew has always been really responsive to feedback, and I can, you know, only imagine that it's going to get better from here.
Hi, my name is David. I'm from New Jersey, and you know me in the comments as pacifist. What was the Lost Experience? What the Lost Experience was a unique way to present the mythology of the program. It seems to me the writers have this huge canon of information that they want to get out there, and so they're finding other ways of filling in the blanks that we won't ever get to on the show, and that's all it is. I don't think you're going to see Alvar Hanso show up on the show, or Rachel Blake, or, you know, I don't think you're going to be seeing any of the stuff we worked on, the Sri Lanka video, or any of Rachel Blake videos you've seen on the show. Really, all the Lost Experience was a unique way to explain the numbers, to explain the background on the Hanso Foundation. I think the crux of Season 3 will be the Dharma Initiative as it is now, not as it was then, or its original goals, or all those things, or what the numbers mean now. Really, what we went through will help us broaden our horizons on this show, but it's not really needed for the program. Well, anyway, it's been fun. Thank you so much for the excitement that was generated there at the Lost Experience. Thanks for letting me take part in the podcast. You guys rule. Thanks a lot, David, and the rest of the team over there. Word up.
Ahoy! This be Dennis, and I be wanting to say thanks be to Captain David for creating the mighty Teal'c. Avast! Let's also not forget the help by Belly and Thrasher! Good job, mateys!
And finally, thanks to everyone else from TLEC. You made this game truly special. I look forward to seeing everyone at the Lost Community.
Arr!
My name is Carl, and I just want to say you guys were great. You kept it interesting when the game got kind of lame, and you made even the glyph hunt fun. So, I just want to say, see you in another life, brother.
Hey there, this is Phil. But you probably know me better as Fenris. And I'd like to say thank you. First of all, thank you to the community, because I'm proud to have been a part of it, especially here on this website. I'd also like to say thank you to Yavi, because DJ Dan has been brilliant for me in many ways. And thank you to the other various actors that have amused us over the course of this ARG. And thanks to Speaker and Ninja for raising their game, especially when things were kind of quiet in the world of the ARG. And to everyone behind the scenes as well, because despite the fact that I and many other people have criticised this ARG, and especially I've criticised the flow and certain elements of the storyline that were a bit too predictable, given the amount of time that you have to speculate over it in this kind of format, I feel I've come out of it with more than I went in. I don't regret being part of it for a moment. In fact, I'm glad to have taken part in the Lost Experience. And if they do a sequel, you know I'm going to be there.
Hi, here is Rogers from Comedy Santos, and I just want to say that this was a really great time, and I hope you keep this on the New Lost blog. Thank you. Bye.
This is Matt the Pale. I just wanted to say that my favorite parts of the experience were working with everyone to solve clues in Act 1, watching the Hanzo Foundation website get shut down, and hearing all of the Lost fans burst into cheers and applause at Comic-Con. Those were truly the most exciting and best moments of the game. My least favorite parts of the game were following Rachel Blake, the Glyph Hunt, and Where's Alvar. However, if the rumors about a sequel are true, then you can rest assured that I will return, and you can always visit my website at members.aol.com/MattThePale to see which games I'm playing right now and which projects I'm working on. And no matter what happens in the future, I want to wish all of you the best of luck. Thank you.
I just want to say that there is no way the Lost Experience is over. I think after the last show of the first pod of Lost is done in November, that we'll be hearing from Rachel and Dan again. Maybe they'll go off on a little 6-week honeymoon. But I think they'll be searching for Middlework until the February shows of Lost are back on. So I'll be seeing you guys in a few more weeks after Lost. Take care. Thanks for the podcast.
My name is Maven, and I just want to say what a wonderful experience this experience has been. Sure, the powers that be made mistakes along the way, and it kind of fizzled out and then abruptly ended, but I don't regret one minute of being a part of this. I've learned so much computer stuff and theorized, researched, discussed, and speculated beyond anything I've ever done before. My brain aches. I've met such diverse and interesting people who share my Lost obsession. Even though I may be a few years older than most of you, I've always felt a part of this great group at TLEC. Thanks to David for getting us all together this summer. This is not goodbye. See you all in the Lost community.
All right. Well, you know, it's time to move on to what I want to do in this next portion of the podcast. Is I want to take some time just to reminisce. You can wave at the...
Hey, how are we doing?
We've never done the whole... We're
this
doing
is
a
new
video.
For us.
And I think we're going to release an audio version too, so you may be listening to the audio
right.
version, and that's cool. But right now, I want to just to review. I've got this long list of kind of things that I learned through the Lost Experience. Different skills that I learned, different things that I felt like I accomplished. And I just wanted to share this list because I think a lot of people share these accomplishments or, you know, all these things I learned. And so I think it's just great to kind of celebrate the experience and how it was more than just revealing information.
Right.
You know, in this podcast, by the way, just let me kind of give you a teaser of what we're going to do. We just had that interview with Speaker. But we're going to cover the top 8 memories from each month. We've got a special compilation video we've put together of kind of best of, in our opinion, the deal. We've got several commenters and fans that have come in here and they've said 30 to 60 seconds of just what they want to say about the experience. And then we have a list of payoffs. We feel like these are the big payoffs that we're taking away from the experience.
Because not everybody came in with a whole host of computer skills. I mean, this is, for some of these people, this is really branching out their
yeah.
skill set.
For a lot of people, this is the first time somebody created a Blogger account and commented on a blog.
Right.
A lot of people created a MySpace account that never had one before. I personally have never had friends around the world in Australia, in Europe, in Brazil, and all over the United States. You know, I have never gotten a chance to make friends online and then meet them in person, and I got to do that.
Met a lot of cool
experience.
Folks here in Dallas.
Absolutely.
And a couple in Oregon.
Yeah, you did.
I
you
did.
Met Team Lena up
Team
there.
Team Lena up.
You know, that next one, William, you might have done this before, the translating the, what do you say, is that ASCII? Is that how you
ASCII,
say
it? ASCII, binary hex.
Yeah, base 64. Mm. I had no idea what that stuff was, and I learned how to translate all that stuff using
only
stuff
online. Only in college. not for fun.
Anagrams?
Not very good at them still.
Never
but.
Really played with them, but, you know, to learn kind of that skill and that art. Here's something that we all accomplished. We held most of us.
List.
We held down a steady job while having at least probably, you know, 15 to 20 windows open on our computer at a time. We've got this list of websites that these were websites I looked at pretty much almost every day. Here, why don't you just crank through them?
HanzoFoundation.org, HanzoCareers.com, GaryTroop.net, ValanzettiEquation.com. DJDan.am, Subliminal.com, RetrieversOfTruth.com, RetrieversOfTruth.com, Message Board, RichardDeeperBroader.com, BroadbandStories.com, MandrakeWig, MySpace, and Flickr, Jeep Compass, Monster.com, The Lost Experience Clues, The Lost Experience Research, The Lost Experience Clues, Message Board, Chat Room, Inside the Experience, Speakers YouTube, Ninja Blog, Other Girl Blog, TheLostExperience.com, SaveJupe.com, RachelBlake.com, StopHanzo.RachelBlake.com, HanzoExposed.com, ApolloCandy.com, WhereIsAlvar.com.
And I know I'm leaving out a ton, but like I literally was checking those websites like all the time.
Yeah, there were some that you're just going to and realizing it's a fake and then closing that window down.
And I still have
every
a job.
Day.
I still have a job.
Still
yeah.
have a job.
I do want to say that... That we all know about the message on Oceanic Air.
Yeah.
And
also, Gary Troop is an anagram for purgatory.
And Hanso Adoptions is so fake, it makes me want to throw up.
They did not make the list.
Yeah, they didn't. You know, a lot of people learned about keyboard shortcuts that never knew about it. It took me like a month and a half to know what F5 was. I was sitting there right-clicking, reload.
Oh, man. Doing
that. And when I learned F5, it was just brilliant.
Tripled productivity.
Control-A, people were highlighting the whole screen. I used to always go up to edit, select all, or whatever, you know, do that deal. Control-print screen, people were getting screen caps there. Control-U, I mean, they're just doing all these different keyboard shortcuts we never learned before. People learned how to upload videos on YouTube. They learned how to... I uploaded a video on YouTube that got 183,000 hits.
Wow.
That was the Comic-Con one.
Oh, right.
And that was a featured video that day, that one that I put up there. And I was like, this is awesome. I would never have a chance to do this. The last video got in the top 25 for that day, this last Rachel Blake video.
Wow.
People learned how to use Photoshop or other photo editing programs.
I didn't learn enough of that. I wish I did.
We translated Korean and sign language.
And Morse code.
And Morse code. Oh, I forgot that. We performed and listened to an original song about an orangutan.
Most of us just listened to it.
I didn't write or perform it. That was actually just one person, but we listened to an original song about an orangutan.
Several, maybe.
Named Jupe. Listen to this. This is from earlier this week, but this blog that we all participated in had 2,200,000 page loads and about 1,400,000 unique visitors. Like, so the blog, The Lost Experience Clues, that we started had 1,400,000 different people checking it out. We had a companion message board and chat room that sprung up. This blog that we were part of was recognized in the LA Times, the Seattle Times, the Boston Herald, the Dallas Morning News, Entertainment Weekly magazine. I appeared personally on the local WFAA Channel 8 in Dallas.
They mispronounced your name.
News channel, they mispronounced my name.
David Panul.
I did an interview on Belgium Radio, which was really cool.
That might have been the highlight.
I was telling all my friends. What else do we do? We learned how to create a podcast, how to use Skype to interview people all over the world. Our podcast reached we were number 26 in the iTunes top 100 of all podcasts right at the beginning.
Right.
Now I think we are 4,000, somewhere around there.
We've dropped off a little bit.
A lot of us got through to talk with Javi and to speak with DJ Dan. That was really fun. Our website earned the responsibility of a glyph and a fragment code for HandsoExposed.com. I personally got on the leaderboard at HandsoExposed.com without cheating.
Without cheating, that's true.
I managed to get a Golden Oracle Apollo candy bar for Where's Alvar. Our picture was on there for that. And, one of the things we did was we discussed topics from mythology, literature, pop culture, mathematics, corporate policy, human physiology, nuclear science, nanotechnology, eugenics, utopian thinking, all these topics I would never talk about.
Not interested in at all.
No, you would have to stab me in the eye to get me to talk about that with somebody. There's a man walking around behind us.
I don't know who it is. Hey, wave at the camera.
Come on, we're on video right here. You can wave at the camera. We're recording a podcast. And for a global audience, and you're just coming in and interrupting.
Absolutely, because we heard you're a fantastic
ukulele. It is. Yes. Well, hey, that was just my look back on going, man, yeah. What a cool experience. And I think that might be boring for some people to listen to, but I think it's amazing all the things that we covered. So we've got Thrasher76 on the phone, one of the admins of the Lost Experience Clues. Thrasher has been there probably more than I have, and I started the blog. He's one of the most faithful contributors. I asked him to be an administrator. He's done an awesome job, and he's going to help us go through, William, the payoffs of the Lost Experience and what payoffs they'll have for the show. Thrasher, are you there? Can you hear me?
Yep, I think I qualify as not having a life.
Don't we all?
Yeah, I think
line
so.
Forms to the left.
Yes, all right.
Right.
Let's go
exactly.
Through the payoffs, because a lot of people are going, that. When the Lost Experience, quote-unquote, ended, a lot of people were going, that's it? That's all? I mean, I heard that a million times. I got emails saying, oh, is that it? Is that all? And I wanted to just say, man, I think there are a lot of things when it comes to the show Lost, which is what we're really fans of and we're really into, that pay off. And you guys tell me if you think these are kind of fair assumptions or not. But I think it's cool that we realize that Flight 815 is actually a flight that crashed and that Gary Troop was an actual passenger on that flight. And I think that was confirmed in this experience.
I think that was a big payoff. I think that definitely added more to it. It brought the show and the game into the real world by having Gary Troop and the book.
Yeah, the book, Bad Twin, is an actual book. So is the Valenzetti equation. And it's still out there somewhere for us to find. And I also thought it was interesting that Cindy Chandler was mentioned as a kind of Gary Troop's love interest, and that Cindy, was one of the tailies and is now missing with the others on the island. So it'll be interesting to see if she appears in the show and if she is indeed Cindy Chandler, because I don't know if on the show we've gotten her last name yet.
Yeah, it'd be nice to get that kind of wrapped up together, and it was a nice little bow.
Yep, and I don't think we're going to get, it doesn't sound like we're going to get the last two pieces of the Gary Troop interview, because DJ Dan seems to think that they are already all out there. Here's what's cool. The Hansa Foundation, it's mentioned in the orientation films on the show. It actually exists, and that was a payoff of the Lost Experience. The fact that the Dharma Initiative is an actual program of the Hansa Foundation, we know that for a fact, that it's not just something made up for this island. The fact that Alvar Hanso is still alive, it's a big payoff. That the Widmore Corporation and Paik Industries actually exist, that was confirmed through the experience. Apollo Candy actually exists, confirmed through the experience. The big payoff was really the numbers, the numerical values given by Valenzetti to those core environmental and human factors. And that's kind of left up to speculation of exactly what those are in his equation. It predicts, and we also know that the Vanzetti equation predicts the exact number of years and months until humanity extinguishes itself. So it gives us a big insight into the Dharma Initiative that their goal is to try to change those core numerical values. And supposedly, the Dharma Initiative failed. So that gives us a lot of insight into who the others are, or at least what was going on surrounding the Dharma Initiative on the island. You agree, Chad?
It definitely adds on to the myth of this show. It gives us some closure into what the numbers mean, but not exactly what each number stands for. But also the hatches themselves, the swan and the pearl, it tells us what they were intended to be. It wasn't just some weird happening, a military installation or something like that. It added a little more mystery to it. I think it made the story more believable as far as the show.
Absolutely. And, you know, disconnected from the show, we learned about this guy named Thomas Werner Middlework. We learned about Alvar Hanso's daughter named Rachel Blake. We learned about kind of corruption that pervades the whole Hanso Foundation with all the other executives. And who knows how that will tie into the show in the future, but those were great revelations, too, of kind of information that we have tucked away in our back pocket that folks didn't engage in the Lost Experience, they don't really have. So overall, man, I think the Lost Experience was worth it. I think those payoffs we just mentioned and talked about were a big deal. I mean, did you feel like all the time you put into it this summer, Thrasher, was worth it?
Oh, I definitely feel it was worth it. I am going to look at the show with a greater appreciation for it. I'm going to know some things, kind of like a wink, wink, nod, nod to people that don't know what I know type of thing. And it brings some conversation into people that don't know what happened in the experience. You can kind of expound on it and expand on it with people watching the show with you and go, oh, yeah, by the way, this means that. And it really added to it. It was a lot of fun.
All right, Thrasher. Well, I totally agree, man, that this experience was worth it. Is there anything you kind of want to say just to kind of wrap things up and anything you want to say just towards the end of the experience as we're moving back into Season 3, summarize or thank or whatever you want to say?
Well, I really enjoyed the people that I met there. I kind of stumbled upon it. I heard about the Lost Experience. I went to the Google search. I found your website. It seemed to be the best place for me, being new. Everybody was welcoming. Everybody was very friendly. And when you gave out email addresses, you weren't afraid that you were going to get spammed 800 times. And if you came in and said, oh, I found a clue, and it already was found, people were very nice. And there were a lot of side friendships that you would see being built, myself and Don and a couple other people that I mentioned today in a little parody thing I did for DJ Lena that I never got on, mentioning some of the people that I talked to throughout the entire experience via email and chat. Even some people that I talked to on the phone as they were doing their Apollo candy hunt and stuff. It really was a great community, and it gave me a sense that there is that out there, that there aren't just people doing their own thing, that they're really kind of a community. Online and even in real life. It was a lot of fun. And I learned a lot of things along the way, like how to do certain things in Blogger and how to decompile Flash and anagrams and all kinds of crazy things that in my normal everyday life I would never know how to do.
Absolutely. It was awesome.
And I think that you and William did a great job, and I greatly appreciate you giving me the opportunity to be there. I had an opportunity with my job to pretty much monitor it for the 8 to 9 hours I was at work and be on top of it because I sat in front of a computer for those 8 to 9 hours.
Right.
So I had that time to do that.
It was awesome, and we're sorry that you lost your job because of that.
It's too bad.
We really are.
Oh, I didn't lose my job.
Oh, I'm just kidding. we're going to try to call up Belly of Desire and let him give a shout out. But man, thank you for participating in the Lost Experience Clues, not just participating but administrating and really operating and leading, and we really appreciate it. And you know, just like everyone else, we can't wait to hang with you over at the Lost Community. I hope you'll join us as administrator over there, and also storiesofthelost.com, where we're talking about more kind of character analysis and how we relate to the characters on the show and stuff like that. And I know you've been over there, but I hope to see you in both those blogs kind of coming up next few months.
Yeah, I'll definitely be there. And it's like kind of when you give when actors and stuff give awards for Emmys, you always leave people out. But in general, everybody on the Lost Experience Clues has been phenomenal. Everybody, even the person that posted one or two times, has always been great.
It was great. All right, thanks, man. I'll talk to you later, Thrasher.
All right. Yep, have a good one.
Bye. Thrasher 76, everybody. And now we're going to give a call up for Belly of Desire.
That was one of the two guys that really bailed David and me out by administrating.
Right.
Very appreciative of all his efforts.
Yeah, I mean, when we're on vacation or we're just, you know, when we can't be staring at the computer screen, these guys were there all the time. They were phenomenal. So
here
we're going to say goodbye
to... Thank you for calling Land America's Inland Empire Production Center.
Gotcha.
I know his extension.
There it
Your
is.
Call is being transferred.
Here we go.
This is Don.
What's up, Belly of
Yo.
Desire? It's David and William.
Hey, David and William. How you doing? See there, now it's 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. That's the number I was expecting.
Oh, okay, cool.
Gotcha.
Well, yeah, we had a little bit of trouble with the extension, but we're glad we got you. And I just checked my email inbox, and 0 minutes ago you sent me the final count of all the comments. And I heard your computer crashed today, and you lost all of your work, and you had to redo it. Phenomenal.
Yeah, I had to redo it just like seconds ago, like right before I sent that. That's
wow.
That's when I finished it.
That's awesome. Well, hey, man, we are almost done with the podcast. We've recorded tons of stuff today. We've got like 90 minutes worth of material, and we've got to get out of this room. We were supposed to wrap 15 minutes ago. But, man, why don't you share with us the results of your comment count? Give us the top 10. In there, top, you know, boy, there's so many. I'm looking at these names. We got to give, like, the top 50 to recognize everybody. But give us the top 10, and then give us your final thoughts from the experience.
All right. Yeah, I didn't realize you guys were recording straight from me picking up the phone. But,
oh, yeah.
Yeah, a grand total of 55,373 comments altogether.
Unbelievable.
Yeah, it's crazy. I modestly topped off the list at 1502, and then Thrasher, Maven, Cat Dog, Noble Lawyer, Oxalini, Sean, Wizardry, who disappeared halfway through it. You know, he hasn't been around, but he's still in the top ten.
Yeah,
which is crazy. Twinkle. Then there's you, Administrator. Fasten your seatbelts. Two Costa, Ryan Drums, Lavenda, L Horse 007, Matt the Pale, Angie, not sure, A-N-G-E. Never figured out how to say that.
I always said Ange, but it might be Ange. Who knows?
Cool. Team Lena and Dazdelp, those are the top 20, but I'll host this somewhere so people can download it and see how many they had all together.
I'm looking at all these, man, there's so many people that were just regulars that are in the top 50, this is unbelievable. And yeah, we'll post this on the blog for sure. And 55,000, and were you always in the lead the whole time? I thought you fell behind at one point.
Yeah, I fell behind. The first time I did this, Wizardry actually took the lead, which shocked me, but it was only by like 7 or
right.
something. But
since he was gone, you guys just blew him away.
Well, yeah, and actually I have, since the last time I ran this, I have another count here, and actually Two Costa beat me out by quite a bit. He had, since the last time we did this, and Clue 96, he had 607.
Wow.
It's a whole, it's a whole different list.
You know what? I just noticed number 128 is Twinkle Star Mom, and I think that was Twinkle's old name.
Twinkle's old name.
So we might be able to move her up.
Uh-oh.
She got 900, she had 93, so that would at least put her in front of Wizardry.
Man.
Nice try, Wizardry. Well, dude, thank you for doing that, and thank you for everything you did from the day one. I've told you this personally before, but I'll tell you on the podcast. You were one of the first people I recognized really setting the tone for generosity, kindness, helpfulness in the comments. And that's why I initiated you at the beginning, talking to you about the research blog and then inviting you on as an administrator. And you've been a key component, just like Thrasher 76 and really all those others we listed in the top 20 and beyond that. But, you've really been an outstanding part of this experience, and I really appreciate everything you've given. Do you have any final thoughts or anything you want to share with the community or anybody listening?
Wow, well, thank you, first off. But, it's just been an amazing – it's been a blast. I mean, I came into this game expecting it to I didn't even look for a website or anything. I started off playing by myself and then found the website, and I just saw the – was reading through the comments, and it was a, you know, small community to start out with, but it was already great, and just joined in. And it turned into, I mean, the community turned into more than anyone could have ever expected. I mean, we've learned so much from each other. Everyone coming from different backgrounds, different talents and skills, helping each other to learn, and doing research on our own or helping each other do research. I mean, the research blog is a testament to that. I mean, people teaming up and learning off of each other, and it's just amazing how much we've learned and how much we've all done together in this. We all miss, you know, phase one and phase two, but I mean, you know, I don't think anyone would have ever given up going through phases three through five with the community that we've built. It's just been a great experience, and I'm really thankful for it.
Yeah, man, and we're not going to give up from here. We're going to go to the Lost Community. We're going to go to the Stories of the Lost. Yeah. You know, kind of continue to deepen there and really engage in different kinds of discussions than what we've engaged in this summer. There won't be as many challenges, but it'll still be interesting for sure.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, we all share the same interest, and I'm sure that we are some of the brightest minds in the Lost audience. You know, and it's great that you've put together a place where we can all come together and share our ideas and theories and discuss things about the show. It's really great.
Awesome. Well, Belly, man, I'm sorry to cut it short, but we are out of time. We're getting kicked out of the place that we are recording this, and we want to say thanks to everybody that participated and engaged. We had a fun time this summer. Thanks for listening, and bro, we'll catch up with you and everybody else in those other blogs, all right?
All right, namaste.
Talk to you later, dude.
Appreciate it, bro. Bye.
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 He just said namaste.
That's a little incorrect in the pronunciation. I'm not going to correct him because
I don't really know what the pronunciation is. All right, well, this is David.
And this is William.
And I've got a ukulele.
And I have the horn.
Too many thanks.
Whoa, that was loud.
Yeah, thanks for listening to the Lost Experience Podcast and hanging out at Lost Experience Clues. We'll talk to you guys later. Maybe
Peace.
Not on our podcast, but somewhere else we will. All right, let's go.